Tom, bad luck today. What do you think were the key difference between the two sides that led to Stockport picking up the points?
Just putting the ball in the back of the net. I thought we were the better team, to be honest, throughout. We changed the system again, worked on it on Thursday, and I thought it worked. I thought it looked good. We looked comfortable on the ball. For me, they were never a threat, and we've conceded a sloppy goal. And then, to be fair to them, credit to them, they defended well, and we just couldn't break them down and get that killer goal.
So your view on the goal is that, I mean, it was obviously seen brilliant movement from Warburton, but you want your men to be tighter on him. Is that the problem, or is it the ball should never have got there?
He's a good player. He's got great movement, and he can finish the ball. So it's a difficult one. I'm not going to pinpoint anybody for a mistake on the goal or anything like that, because it's what it is. It's part and parcel of the game. But yeah, maybe we should deal with it a little bit quicker. The ball needs to be cleared rather than just dropping in them little areas there. And credit to Warburton, he's put it away well.
Yeah. So injury just before the game, Sam Baird. What happened there, and how disruptive was that?
He got a knock on Tuesday.
Okay.
And he's sat out training Thursday. And he said he was okay. I'm not going to throw any blame on Sam either, because he's a good lad. But he's come out for the warm up and it's hurt him, so he's had to pull out.
Yeah. Any prognosis on how long will that be, the injury?
No, I've not spoken to him or Sam yet. So we'll get him in on Tuesday and assess it and have a look at that.
And so how pleased were you with the back four having to reshape? Really, was Frank Bowler going to play at full back?
He was, yeah. Yeah, he was going to fill in at right back. Yeah, I thought when he came on the other week. For Danny, he did well at left back, so it was comfortable for him to play full backs, and he's played that all throughout his career as well. So we were not too worried about that. But Sam's coming and done well again. He's a good lad. I like Sam. I think he's got a lot of potential. He wants to be further up the pitch. I think he's going to affect games further more up the pitch. But he's more than capable of doing that right back job or the right wing back job sometimes.
And you're talking about the formation. You decided it looked like you played one up front to start with, and then was Linfield. Was part of a two, or did he kind of flit in between?
It was more of a 4-3-3 with Kieran on the right side of the three, but giving him like a slight more of a free roll kind of thing. Just when you do that, we've got to make sure if it's coming down one side, the other striker gets back around across, so you've always got at least two up front. It's something that we're working on. We just want to be a bit more adaptable to different formations when we come up against different teams who think we're going to play the three at the back, and we've done that today. We've looked at them and thought that we would go this system, and to be fair, I thought we'd done well, and I thought we were the better team. We've just in front of goal, we've probably taken a little bit too many touches, taken a little bit too long before we've got the shots off, and the chances kind of slipped away.
And Racky, there was some discussion about whether Racky and Irwin could part of the same midfield. You put them together. How do you felt that worked?
I thought they were good. Yeah, the great workhorses. They'll battle for every single ball. They're great on the ball. So, yeah, why not? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And lack of goals.
Yeah.
The last three games now, no goals.
Yeah.
What can you do to put that right?
It's a frustrating one because we know that we've got goals in the side, and we've gone through, I think, December and just before as second highest scorers in the league. So players don't become bad players overnight, and people will go on goal droughts. I know that myself. I'll go 10 or 12 games sometimes without scoring, and then you'll get 5 or 6 in 3 games. So it's just one of them things. We've just got to keep working out on the training ground, keep believing in the lads, and hopefully we'll put it right next week.
And was there a temptation for Adam Gilchrist, because he got his first goal on Tuesday, to put him up front?
Yeah, definitely. He's knocking on the door, Gilly, to be fair. He was not quite quiet, but he's not been massively involved in the game when he came on. But he's good in front of goal. He's a good finisher, and he's impressed us in training and the practice matches we've had. So that's why he's got his spot on the bench today, and he'll hopefully continue to do that.
How far away is Joel Logan from fitness?
He's had his op.
Yeah.
He said it's gone well. So hopefully 2 weeks he can start doing light jogging. So potentially 3-4 weeks we'll have him back properly training.
Okay, well, tough luck today, Tom.
Yeah, frustrating one.
And but thanks for talking to us, as always.
No problem.
We'll see you next week.
Tom, cheers.
Thanks, Tom.